This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Like that song, Limits?
I did. It was very nice. I was wondering if you wanted the entire audience to hear it.
No, I was practicing in the hallway. Who was out there that I practiced in? Oh, Amanda Sile. She approved. It was about you.
Oh, very kind of you.
Didn't you hear the words?
No, I did.
Limits is the nicest man.
But you saying it again made me further enthralled with the song. Enthralled the right word?
Enthralled is a good word. Yeah.
Trying to use my Malzi thesaurus.
I hope this man, unlike yesterday's Steelers guest, is not related right now embroiled, I should say, in any media feud. Mike DeFabo and Andrew Filippone. Man, it was smoking there for a while, but apparently has been smoothed out. Kabali, are you in feuding with anybody at this moment?
Let me think here. I don't think so. Not at the particular time, but I happened to be caught that live, and that was quite an interesting. It's not like you even set him up, Joe. I mean, he just took it.
Yeah, he took it and ran. It was. I thought all in good fun, but then it turned. It turned dark, and then Pony replied later in the day, and. It was good, though. I thought it was. I like media feuds. I like to stir them and stoke them. And I thought this one had potential to last for a long time. But my sources tell me that it's been smoothed over.
Yeah, you even tried to get away from it, and he brought it back, which was jumped in feet first there, baby. He wasn't backing down.
Oh, is that great? So were you riveted? Where were you listening, in your car?
Yeah, I was going to get my taxes done over Bernie, you know, right next to Austin's, right in Baldwin, Brentwood. So right next to Austin's, what is that, where you buy your gear?
Oh, yeah, definitely you.
What gear? Fishing
gear?
Yeah,
right across the street. So I'm like late for my appointment because I'm listening to DeFabo and Pony and you feuding, I guess, or whatever. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I thought it was riveting theater. Meanwhile, you're making news left and right here. Well, you were on your podcast yesterday, the Kabali and Mac podcast. Is Mac going to walk in like he did last week, by the way, to your house during this thing?
I don't think so.
What a great moment that was.
That's a great moment in Joe Starkey history.
You said all we can do right now is speculate on why. And I think you're hinting that Rooney has a preference for Russell Wilson. Why? Well, I'll ask the same question. Why and how does that play out here? Does he use his power to tell them they have to bring Wilson back, or just give them the old boss line of, hey, it's up to you guys, but I'd prefer Russell?
I think that's the case. Once again, just purely speculating here. I'm sure they get in the room and give their opinions. And what it says to me, and this is where the speculation comes from, is if Art really does want Russell back, and, you know, I've heard some rumblings about that, but that would mean to me that he truly does believe that next year could be a year where if you add the correct players, that you can then move forward and have a winning season, a division championship season, a season where you could go into the playoffs and maybe win a game. If not, I don't know why else that the owner of the team or anybody in that fact would choose at this point Russell over Justin, even though I still think Russell still got a lot in him. But moving forward, I think Justin's like a no-brainer to me.
What was that?
That's my phone. Oh. Everybody seems to want to text me when I'm on your show, Joe.
I thought that was Mac at the door again. It sounded like a doorbell.
No, Mac just walks in, apparently.
Is that where you guys do the podcast, at your house?
No, just like this.
Oh.
Ever since the old COVID days, there's a thing called like Zoom.
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay.
Y'all currently remember it?
Do you follow along, or do you follow the line of thinking that Jerry Dulac has reported that the Steelers had Justin Fields number one on their board coming into that draft above Trevor Lawrence?
Oh, I didn't hear that, but I don't know. I don't even know how to speculate that. That was, what, four years ago now?
Yeah.
On that one. I mean, once again, I don't really want to discredit anybody else's report. This is just my opinion. But my opinion is Trevor Lawrence, I thought, was high, you know, far and above anybody else. If I recall, on when it comes to quarterbacks in that draft, he was like the no-brainer, sign him a week before the actual draft type of situation. The old Mario Williams, Reggie Bush thing back in the day where, you know, he was such a slam dunk. So I'll put it this way. If that's the case, then I think the Steelers need to go back to how they evaluate quarterbacks, because even though Trevor Lawrence had a struggle last year, I think moving forward he's has a potential to be a franchise caliber quarterback. Obviously, he needs to be surrounded by a better team than what he is. So that would be interesting if that was the case.
Twinkie?
Mark, you also made some waves when you joined me Monday night talking about the middle of the field, or the lack thereof of the middle of the field.
I thought you were going to say when I dropped my computer on the floor in mid-sentence.
Was also going to mention that as well. Did you see that clip, Joe?
No.
So
I'm curious.
Middle of our conversation, the Kabali computer just completely dropped off of his desk, completely fell. So I don't know what Mark was doing, what shenanigans he was trying to pull, but
did
he
you
almost
salvage
broke
it?
His computer.
Oh, salvage it. It's all over. My computer's fine. It sure as heck went up on the fan Twitter page real quick of my gaffe. So I'm guessing, I forget what you're asking about now there.
The middle of the field. The middle of the field, Mr. Kabali. The fact that...
Yeah. Once again, I thought that was a little bit blown up, because I'm almost 100% sure Tomlin has said this publicly before that I'm not saying he stays away from the field exclusively because he's afraid, but he'd rather, you know, not go to that well too often, because when you do throw the ball across the middle, a lot of bad things can happen. And I still don't think I was saying anything that he didn't say that publicly. And I mean, it makes sense to a degree. If you don't want to turn the ball over, you're relying on defense, you want to run the ball, you're going to try to protect the ball as much as you can. And a lot of that goes with not throwing the ball across the middle. When you get the ball deflected, you get one deflection from a cornerback and it's picked. I mean, are we living in our fears at that point? Yeah, but that's something they've been doing for a while now. So it's not Russell Wilson exclusive. It's not, you know, Kenny Pickett exclusive. It's the past 4 or 5 years exclusive, really.
Mark Kabali of the Pat McAfee Show is on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township. Why is Flacco trending? Do you know, Limits? Any idea?
No.
He's not going to wind up. He's not going to wind up here, is he? Who's your bet right now? If you had to bet Wilson, Fields, or other, who would you bet on? Mark
Wilson's
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Probably... I still have this bad feeling. I just have this feeling that Justin's going to go somewhere like the Jets, the Giants, or something like that, that brings him back to Russell. So if I was betting, I probably wouldn't bet it. You probably wouldn't get good odds. But I would probably say Russell at this moment, just for the fact that Justin might go somewhere else.
Limits, your turn.
Well, that is completely disheartening, Mark. Let's say if that is the case and Justin Fields is completely gone and Russell Wilson is the only other option, how important or how critical do you think it would be for the Steelers, like in their building, to look at other options because of the supposed feud with Arthur Smith and Russell Wilson? Like, is this like going back to an ex-girlfriend and saying, well, it worked for a little bit and we have no one else?
I don't really think that would be the case. I think those two are professional enough to be able to work through some of their differences right there. I think the biggest issue is find somebody that, you know, Russell Wilson will be 37 by November of that year, and you really can't, you know, really trust him or to play out the entire season. So you better pretty much have a decent backup in mind right there. And if you bring a decent backup in, all of a sudden, you know, here we go with the pole position again, right? Who's really going to be the starting quarterback? So I don't really feel that's something that can fester the Arthur Smith / Russell Wilson. They're both professionals. They know that they both have jobs and have to do what they have to do. So I just don't see it that way.
Mark Cabali on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. I was trying to find what that Flacco stuff was all about. I can't figure it out at all.
You need yourself a producer to find that out, huh?
Yeah, that would be good. The Najee Harris situation.
I haven't found anything yet.
I know. We're both looking. I'm catching heat for giving limits too much heat today. He's got defenders out there, Mark, and they're coming after me, and they're coming after me hard. Well, how about Najee?
Joe, Austin's had a tough night.
I know.
You know, the Baldwin Highlanders, I don't want to bring it up. He's had a tough night, didn't sleep very well.
He doesn't want to bring it up, but he did text me last night.
Is that one of the biggest upsets, all kidding aside, in how often does a 15 beat a 2?
Well, I asked that same question until I saw Paul Nussbaum in the hallway, and he said that his Pine Richland team was a 2 seed and lost as a 15.
When? This year?
No, like in the last 10 years or so.
Oh.
Just all trying right. to make you feel. Najee, yeah. What?
Is he coming back?
I don't think so. I mean, I think you're going to have to pay Jaylen Warren as a restricted free agent. I would imagine he's going to get a right of first refusal tag. I don't think that they want to put a second round tender on him and, you know, give him what is a $6-7 million. I don't recall any restricted free agent getting anything more than either the original round or right of first refusal. So you bring him back, you maybe grab somebody of, you know, a mid-level guy off the free agency and draft one and move forward from there. Unless, like I say, I'm never going to say never with anybody, because if Najee goes out there and nothing is enticing to him, then maybe he does come back on a lesser deal. But I wouldn't anticipate that at this point right now.
What do you make overall of the defense, Mark, and what they might do in the secondary? Concerns and question marks around Joey Porter Jr. How many corners do they need to add to this mix?
Well, considering Dante Jackson, is that his name? I see the season's over and I forget people's names. The guy they traded for Deontay, assuming he'll be back, which he very well could be back. I thought he had a pretty decent year last year and he probably wouldn't cost a ton of money. You can't really still, they love Corey Trice, but you can't really count on him right now because he just has such limits under his belt and such a long injury history that how can you sit there and rely on him? He could be a diamond in a rough right now. So you're going to have to add, you know, once again, you got to add somebody in free agency, I do believe. But those guys, the top level guys, are just expensive as can be. And you're going to have to look in the draft as well. But I think Joey Porter was a guy that for this defense to be as well as they think it can be, I think he needs to make that jump like he thought he was going to make this year, where he was referring himself to Sauce Gardner in March or May last year. He turned out to be like, you know, a can of tomato sauce. Not really. He played pretty well. So not as well as he hoped to be. So I think he needs to be a big jump. You get a big jump there, then the other side is just, you know, you need to have an average player. But they need to add people there. They probably need to add somebody in the secondary. They need to add somebody on the defensive line. But, I mean, still, if you're asking me, the offensive side of the ball is much more important to me. I mean, wide receiver is much more important to me. Obviously, quarterback's much more important to me. And maybe a little depth on the offensive line as well. I mean, they got a lot of talent, but they got a lot of holes they need to fill here within the next couple of weeks.
Thank you, Dr. Cabali. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Wow, you actually got on time. How about that, Joe?
No, we're late, but we'll see you next week.
All right, Joe. Have fun.
See you, buddy.
Bye, Mark.
Wonderful man. Isn't he Limits?
He is.
I like him a lot.
He always jumps off the video so quickly and he freezes. Did you see his face? Look, he freezes.
That's a great shot.
That's a great shot of him.
The 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 Peters Township. Let's get back to hockey and let's ask this question. You're rooting for Sid or the U.S.? Where is the poll at for you, Limits?
75% are voting for Team USA. And if you think that poll is lopsided, the quarterback poll, the results are coming in pretty fast. Man, that's a runaway winner.
Let's hear about that one next, because you put out a poll saying if you could have Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, Mason Rudolph, or who?
Daniel Jones.
Or Daniel Jones, who would you want?
flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.